जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सको जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गधाधर शुभासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All our glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 टेक्स्ट 24 नित्यं सन्निहितस् तत्र भगवान् मधुसूदनः स्मृत्याशेषाशुभा हरं सर्वमंगल मंगलम् नित्यं सन्निहितस्तत्र भगवान् मधुसूदनः स्मृत्याशेषाशुभहरम् सर्वमंगलमंगलम् नित्यं सन्निहितस्तत्र भगवान् मधुसूदनः स्मृत्याशेषाशुभहरम् सर्वमंगलमंगलम् नित्यं हो गया तीन बार ओके नित्यं सन्निहितस्तत्र भगवान् मधुसूदनः स्मृत्याशेषाशुभहरं सर्वमंगलमंगलम्
नित्यं सन्निहितस्तत्र भगवान् मधुसूदनः
నిత్యం ఎటర్నలీ సన్నిహిత ప్రజెంట్ తత్ర దేర్ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ మధుసూదన స్మృత్యా బై రిమెంబరెన్స్ అశేష అశుభ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ఆస్పీషియస్ హరం విచ్ టేక్స్ అవే సర్వమంగళ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ థింగ్స్ మంగళం ద మోస్ట్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ లార్డ్ మధుసూదన ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్లీ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద్వారకా ఇట్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ప్లేసెస్ అండ్ మియర్లీ రిమెంబరింగ్ ఇట్ destroys all contamination. So we're going to read 4 more verses. Text 25. Stri bala vriddhan adaya hata sheshan dhananjaya indra prastham samaveshya vajram tatrabhya shechayat. Arjuna took the survivors of the Yadu dynasty, the women, children and old men, to Indraprastha, where he installed Vajra as a ruler of the Yadus. Shrutva surad vadham rajan arjuna te pitamaha tvam tu vamsha dharam krutva jagmo sarve mahapatan. Hearing from Arjuna of the death of their friend, my dear king, your grandfathers established you as the maintainer of the dynasty and left to prepare for the departure from this world. Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit. Ya etad deva devasya vishno karmani janmacha kirtaye chraddhayam martyaha sarva papai pramuchyate. A person who with faith engages in chanting the glories of these various pastimes and incarnations of Vishnu, the Lord of the Lords will gain liberation from all sins. Text 28. Ittham hare bhagavato ruchiravatara viryani balacharitani cha shantamani anyatra cheha cha shrutani granan manushyo bhaktim param paramahamsa gataulabheta. Translation. The all auspicious exploits of the all attractive incarnations of Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also the pastimes he performed as a child, are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in other scriptures. Anyone who clearly chants these descriptions of his pastimes will attain transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, who is the goal of all perfect sages. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 11th canto, 31st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Disappearance of Lord Shri Krishna. The 11th canto was completed at the new Gokul South American pilgrimage site, Brazil, on Friday, March 26, 1982. End of the 11th canto. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shlakaya చక్షురన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణాలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ
ऋषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चाद्वेषतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, there's no purport. It was like by mistake. So Baldev Prabhu said, you just anyway speak. Because it was very difficult to readjust the schedule. So, since there is no purport, and we have come to the end of the 11th canto. So, maybe I thought we would revisit some of the very key verses of the 11th canto and analyze them as belonging to the Sambandha category, Abhidheya or Prayojana. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his instructions to Sanatana Goswami, he said that all the instructions given in the Vedas, they can be categorized either as belonging to Sambandha Tattva, Vidheya or Prayojana. Isn't it? And Jiva Goswami, especially in the Tattva Sandarbha, in the beginning, he says that all the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam can be categorized into one of these three categories. Now, the same verse might belong both to the Sambandha category and the Vidheya category, right? I'm just giving this disclaimer right at the beginning so that the scholar sitting here won't catch me. This actually belongs to Vidya. How can you call it Sambandha? For example, in the Sikshashtakam prayers, the first five verses convey Sambandha. And the last three convey Prayojana. But nonetheless, Abhideya Tattva, Abhideya Jnana is conveyed in all the eight verses of the Sikshashtakam prayers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells this point. So, what is this? What is Sambandha Jnana? What is Abhideya Jnana? What is Prayojana Jnana? Basically, Sambandha Jnana means understanding who we are, who is God, what is material nature, and the relationship amongst the three. Abhideya is about acting according to that relationship, and Prayojana means what we will get by acting according to that relationship. That is Prayojana Jnana. Srila Prabhupada, in more than one places, he explains, he gives a very practical example of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. He says, just like two business people, when they are going to do business, first day establish Sambandha, a relationship. Who is the supplier? Who is the purchaser? That relationship is established. Proper understanding is reached upon. Who is going to supply the goods? Who is going to purchase the goods? And Abhideya means they do business. And Prayojana means they make profit. And especially in the modern day world, for businesses, it's emphasized that they make their Sambandha very clear. Sambandha is basically having the proper vision, right? For businesses, it is recommended by all the business books that you should get your vision clear. How do you see yourself? How do you see your customers? And what do you see yourself doing? That vision has to be very clear. And once the vision is clear, and you act according to that vision, profits will naturally come. This is the modern business sutra also. I'll give an example of Starbucks. It's like, it's a chain of coffee outlets. And Radhanath Maharaj gave a class at one of the Starbucks headquarters. So we have one Starbucks here near Crossroads. So closer, somewhere closer also. So they only serve coffee, right? Now what is their vision? Their vision is, we are not in the coffee business serving people, but in the people business serving coffee. That is the vision that they have. You're getting my point. We are not in the coffee business serving people, but in the people business serving coffee. That means customer care is their top priority. To give a great experience to their customers is their top priority. And by the way, they serve coffee also. That is their vision. And how well it works. Some time ago, I had to talk to a person, not a devotee, outside person, but I had to talk to him regarding something. And he was from a different faith also, so it was not appropriate to call him to the temple also. And he wouldn't have liked coming to the temple also, perhaps. So we were deciding upon where to meet. And the clear option was Starbucks. So we went and sat there. And once you sit there, you have to order coffee. Right? So I didn't take the coffee. He took the coffee. The same coffee, but they make some design on top. And the minimum is 500 rupees in India. One coffee. Just see. It's a multi-billion dollar business selling coffee. Just because you got a perfect vision. You got the right vision, you act accordingly, you make profits. Traditionally in India, a person can't do anything, he will sell copy. He'll sell copy. And he'll make his living barely meeting his ends. But just see, if you have the proper vision, you can build a multi-billion dollar business all around the world, simply selling coffee. Similarly, on the path of Bhakti Yoga, if we have the proper vision, if our Sambandha Gyan is proper, we can make great progress. But if the Sambandha Gyan is not proper, we remain Kanishta Adhikaris. This Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in Jayodharma, that when devotees don't have Sambandha Gyan proper, they remain at the level of Kanishta Adhikari. So what is the definition of a Kanishta Adhikari? The 11th canto defines. Archayam eva haraye pujamya shraddaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakratasmrata. Very popular verse. I'm going to take all popular verses today. So Kanishta Adhikari, he has faith. Shraddaye hate. He has faith and he serves the Supreme Lord also, but then his Sambandha Gyan is not proper, and that's why he doesn't behave properly with devotees and people in general. That is the definition of a Kanishta Adhikari. So this verse specifically speaks about, you know, the process of devotional service of deity worship. Now even the process of chanting of the holy names of the Lord, even Harinam, if it is not done with the proper Sambandha Gyan, we can never reach the stage of Shuddhanam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells this in Harinam Chintamani. So, for our process of devotional service to be very effective, Sambandha Gyan has to be pakka. Now, what is the essence of Sambandha Gyan? The essence of Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha means relationship. The essence of Sambandha Gyan is there is only one relationship. That is the relationship between the living entity and Krishna. There is no other relationship. There is only one relationship. That relationship is perfect, eternal, and it's a loving relationship. It's eternal, it's perfect, and it's a loving relationship. And it can completely satisfy the heart. Any other relationship that the living entity tries to establish in the material world is temporary, imperfect, and becomes a source of unlimited misery in due course of time. All the miseries of material existence, the root causes, the living entity is trying to establish sambandha with the things and the people of this world. As soon as the living entity realizes that there is only one relationship, that is with Krishna, immediately the living entity is on the path of eternal happiness. And this essence of Sambandha Gyan is brought out beautifully in one particular verse of the 11th canto. In the words of Pingala the prostitute. Santam samipe ramanam ratipradam vittapradam nityam imam vihaya akamadam dukha bhayadi shokha moha pradam tucham aham bhajigya. Now, Pingala, she was trying to allure customers to make money. At the same time, apparently, from the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we come to know that she was also trying to have a loving relationship with her customers. At one level, she was trying to make money, gross sense gratification. But at a more deeper level, at a more subtle level, she was also trying to gain love from her customers. And it's very interesting that even if we closely observe the endeavors for sense gratification of the people of this world, at one level, the endeavor is for gross sense gratification. But at a deeper level, there is also this endeavor to gain love. Because love is the need of the living entity. In the modern world especially in the Western world, now it's commonplace to have very temporary relationships, right? Boyfriend, girlfriend. And if you change your partner very frequently also, it's not held against you. It's fine. But still, it's very interesting that there's a lot of talk about long-term relationships. Because to live like the cats and the dogs for the entire life is very difficult. Because human beings having a more advanced state of consciousness, the need for love is more. So even if it's not looked down upon by the society, still in due course of time, people want a stable long-term relationship. They're looking for love. At one level, they're looking for sense gratification, which is very gross, but at a deeper level, they're looking for love. Now this is about gross sense gratification, about subtle sense gratification. Name, fame, distinction. At one level, it's sense gratification. People look for it for sense gratification. But at a deeper level, it's for love. Isn't it? Because the more name, fame you have, the more you gain love, apparently. What to speak of the outside world, even in devotional circles. Somebody who has got no more name and fame, who has got some position, that person will find it easier to find friends, even in devotional circles. Isn't it? Not always, many times. So, at one level it is sense gratification, but at a deeper level, there is this craving for love, which is a craving for the soul. So, it's a very nice and compassionate way of looking at people who are actually looking for name, fame, apparently. They're looking for love, actually. Maybe. You give them the benefit of doubt. A compassionate way of looking at people, especially amongst devotees, rather than finding faults. Anyways, Pingala, she makes it very clear that whether we are looking for sense gratification or whether we are looking for love, you can never find it with the things and the people of this world. The only place you can find it is with Krishna. Santam samipe ramanam ratipradam vittapradam. Right? Ratipradam. Krishna is the source of love. Rati. And vittapradam. Even if you want something gross, material, Krishna is the source of that also. Both vittapradam and ratipradam. Santam samipe ramanam ratipradam vittapradam nityam imam vihaya akamadam dukkha bhayadi shoka mohapradam tucham aham bhajegya. Pingala is lamenting that instead of looking for love in Krishna, I was trying to search for it amongst the people and things of this world. And the more I looked for these things in the wrong place, the more I experienced dukkha, bhaya, adi and shoka. Misery, fear, mental distress and lamentation. Whereas in reality, the source of prosperity, the source of love was situated within my own heart, waiting for me to turn to Him. Santam samipe. Right. Now, that Krishna is the only object of love, that Krishna is the only relationship striving for, is actually the message of all the Vedic scriptures. Now the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the essence of the Vedas. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto is the essence. And Prabhupada gave the essence of the 10th canto in the Krishna book. And in the preface to the Krishna book, Prabhupada gives the essence of the Krishna book. And there, he makes it very clear. Some very wonderful statements. The art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love to Him is called Krishna consciousness. This is how he defines Krishna consciousness. The art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love to Him is called Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada says, if we concentrate our loving propensity upon Krishna only, then immediately universal love, unity and tranquility will be automatically realized. Right. Now what about serving others? Now, because everyone is connected with Krishna, when we serve Krishna, automatically you serve everybody. This is Sambandha Gyan. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it makes it very clear. Devarshi bhutap tanranam pitranam na kinkaro nayam ranicha rajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parihratya kartam. We are not indebted to anybody of this world because we are already serving Krishna directly. We are not indebted either to the devas, the bhutas, the aptas, the naras, the pitrus. The Bhagavata makes this very clear. Now what about the things of this world? We don't have to develop a relationship with even the things of this world. But then, the Bhagavatam tells us, wait a minute, even though we don't want to develop relationship with the things of this world, we can utilize the things of this world to reconnect with Krishna. So we should not strive to develop a direct relationship with the things of this world, but we can utilize the things of this world for re-establishing our relationship with Krishna. Because everything is related to Krishna. So anything and everything and anyone can be utilized to reconnect with Krishna. Right? And then the 11th canto says, Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahusambhavante manushyamartadam anityam apiha dhiraha turnamyate tanapate danumrutyu yavan nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. It says, Labdhva sudurlam idam bahu sambhavante. You know, this human form of life is extremely rare and rarely obtained. And so, turnam yateta napate anumrityavan. Before death comes, immediately utilize this body for nishreya saya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. Immediately utilize this body for attaining the highest liberation, by reconnecting with Krishna. So, we have to utilize the things of this world to re-establish that eternal loving relationship with Krishna. And that is the only utility of the things of this world, including this temporary material body. So even this body is extremely rare, sudurlabhamidam, because it will help us reconnect with Krishna. And the 11th canto says, there is something which is even rarer than the human body. And what is that? Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. The human life is very rare. But rarer still is what? Tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Still rarer are the devotees of the Lord who are very dear to the Lord. But wait a minute. You know, wasn't it told that Krishna is the only relationship? There is no other relationship? Yes. Krishna is the only relationship. But devotees are the only way by which we can re-establish that only relationship with Krishna. One of the classic quotes of Radhanath Maharaj is, Krishna is the only friend, he says. Krishna is the only friend, but those who help us reconnect with our only friend are our real friends. What an eloquent and perfect way of conveying Sambandha Gyan. Krishna is the only friend, but those who help us reconnect with the only friend are our real friends. Right? And in one class, he tells one more point. He says that we might say that I am directly watering the root of the tree. Serving Krishna is like watering the root of the tree. But then he says, the only problem is the water is not reaching the roots. Why? Because there is no soil. The soil is like the devotees. If you uproot a plant and try to water the root, the plant will dry up. But only when the plant is situated within the soil and when you water the soil, can the root be watered? The soil is the via medium to water the roots. So that is what the devotees are all about. Through the devotees, because the devotees are extremely dear to the Supreme Lord, when we re-establish, we can only re-establish our relationship with Krishna through the medium of the devotees. And that's how we should see Vaishnava relationships. As the medium through which we can reconnect with Krishna. It's not that I like Prem Kishore Prabhu because he finishes Bhagavatam class 15 minutes before time. And that makes me very happy. You know. I like Prem Kishore Prabhu because he dresses Gopinathji so nicely that even with my mundane vision, I can appreciate the beauty of the Lord to some extent because of Him. So that's how, that's the basis of my relationship. Krishna, because somebody is helping me connect with Krishna better. If that understanding is not there, even relationship, so-called Vaishnava relationships will end in the same fiasco as material relationship. If you are directly trying to develop a relationship with the devotees, not with a proper understanding of sambandha, or wanting to develop relationship with the devotees to actually re-establish our relationship with Krishna. Similarly, it's not that I like our Purushottam Prabhu because he makes nice sweet rice which is very tasty for me to eat. But because he sings kirtan so nicely that even though I have no taste for the holy names, still I can absorb my mind in the holy names. Now I was hearing some classes of our Balram Shakti Prabhu on Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu. So there he makes a very interesting point actually. There is the Paribhasha Sutra of Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu. What is that? Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam. Quoting the Acharyas in a very logical way, he makes the point that Abhilasha in that verse, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, doesn't refer to desires, but it refers to aspiration. So pure devotional service is about having the aspiration to serve Krishna exclusively, without any other deviation. So that's pure devotional service. So naturally, those who have that aspiration, they may not be at that level. We have so many other desires. But as long as somebody has that aspiration to only serve Krishna, that person can also be called a pure devotee. What a beautiful understanding. So here I can't see a single person who doesn't have that aspiration. So here is a room filled with pure devotees who can all help us reconnect with Krishna. And that's the basis of Vaishnava relationships. Now how, and what about the sambandha? Now we have discussed the sambandha with the Supreme Lord, sambandha with the devotees. What about the sambandha with other people? The 11th canto describes, Ishvare tad adhineshu balisheshu dishatsucha prema maitri krapopeksha yakaroti samadhyama. Describes four categories. Ishvara tad adhineshu, the devotees. Balisheshu, the innocent. Vishatsu, the envious. So, to the Ishvara, prema. With the devotees, maitri. With the innocent, kripa. And with the envious, upeksha. This is the sambandha. And very interesting that Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, he points out that when the sambandha jnana is very clear, the devotee rises from kanishta adhikari to madhyama adhikari. And this is the definition of a madhyama adhikari, who has got the sambandha jnana crystal clear. Got a perfect understanding of how to relate to Krishna, how to relate with the devotees, how to relate with the innocent, and how to relate with the envious. Right? Now, only at the level of once the sambandha tattva, sambandha jnana is very clear, can the abhideya be very effective. Unless the sambandha jnana is not pakka, abhideya won't be as effective. Now regarding abhideya jnana, the 11th canto throws a lot of light. The main abhideya, the main process of bhakti yoga, abhideya is bhakti yoga. So the main process of bhakti yoga for this age is sankirtan. So 11th canto, it speaks this verse. Krishna varanam tisha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagyai sankirtana prayer yajanti hi sumedasa. Right? Those who are intelligent, they will perform this yajna of sankirtan to attain perfection in this age of Kali. And this particular verse establishes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Yuga Avatar also. Now, this abhidheya can be performed in a very effective way only when the sambandha jnana is perfect, as I was telling. Now, very popular class of Radhanath Maharaj, which he gave at Benapol, right? Where he speaks, it's a relatively very short class, where he speaks about how we can develop taste for the holy names. He points out three things. First is determination. We should be determined to do our sadhana properly. But the second thing he mentions is, we'll develop a taste for the holy name by serving the devotees. And the third thing he says is, we can develop taste for the holy names by developing a craving, a hankering for developing it. That is needed, he says. Unless we hanker for it, unless we crave to develop that relationship with the holy name, a relationship with Krishna, we won't be able to develop. Now, out of the three things that he mentions, two things, serving devotees and developing the craving, is connected to sambandha jnana. So closely, isn't it? Only when our sambandha jnana is thorough, can we actually crave. We can chant the holy names with the craving to re-establish our relationship with Krishna. And only when our sambandha jnana is thorough, can we strive to serve the devotees sincerely, so as to develop a relationship with Krishna. So, this particular abhideya can be effectively performed only when the sambandha jnana is pakka. Now apart from this, utilizing the resources that we have for the service of the Lord, the 11th canto says, kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmana vasrutas svabhavat karoti yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayet tat. Actually, I thought I had heard this verse only in Gopinath Prabhu's sixth session Gita course actually. Then afterwards I was surprised to find it in the 11th canto also. So, what it says is, kayena vacha manasendriyerva. The body, the words, the mind, the senses, buddhyatmana, the intelligence, anusrata svabhavat, and our propensities can all be utilized in abhideya. Karoti yad yat sakalam parasme narayana yeti samarpayet yat. Only by utilizing it all as an offering to Lord Narayan. Now again, working according to our propensities, working according to our psychophysical nature. If the sambandha jnana is not proper, those services might only help us, you know, deepen our relationship with the body, deepen our relationship with the society. It will do more disservice than service. So, dovetailing our propensities in Krishna's service will be effective only to the extent our sambandha jnana is pakka. Because that consciousness has to be there. నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయేత్ తత్. Isn't it? And then about Abhideya, the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavadyashah mithoratir mithastushtir nivrattir mithatmanah. How the devotees, they come together. Anukatanam, they come together and discuss Krishna katha. Mithoratir mithastushtir. In this way they deepen their relationship with each other, with Krishna in the center, and in this way they're able to overcome the obstacles of material existence. Now, Abhideya is not all rosy picture. There is struggle in Abhideya also, and that comes out beautifully in this particular verse of the 11th canto. The struggle of the sadhaka while performing Abhideya. జాత శ్రద్ధో మత్ కథాసు నిర్విణ్ణా సర్వ కర్మసు వేద దుఃఖాత్మకాన్ కామాన్ పరిత్యాగేపి అనీశ్వరః తతో భజేత మాం ప్రీతః శ్రద్ధాలుర్ దృఢ నిశ్చయః జుషమాణశ్చ తాన్ కామాన్ దుఃఖోదర్కాంశ్చ గర్హయన్. దిస్ ఉద్ధవ్ గీత. Isn't it? So the struggle of a sadhaka while performing devotional service. Jata Shraddho Mat Katasu has faith in topics about Krishna. Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu, he is disgusted with material existence. Veda Dukkatmakan Kaman, he has perfect understanding that developing a relationship with all the things and the people of this world results in dukkha and miseries. But Parityagepi Anishwara, the poor fellow is not able to give up material desires. He is not able to give up those material relationships. The struggle. Tato bhajeta mam prita. Still he continues serving me, Krishna says. Shraddhalur dhranishchaya. With faith and determination he continues my service. Happily. Shraddhalur dhranishchaya. Jushamanascha tan kaman. Dukko darkamsha garayan. So even though he is helplessly pulled towards sense gratification, he knows it is wrong and he repents. So even though he is not able to give up sense gratification, he understands it's wrong, and when he succumbs to it, he repents. But nonetheless, he continues with devotional service with full enthusiasm, with complete faith in me. And he does it happily, Krishna says. So this is the struggle in the Abhideya that the 11th canto presents. Now it is very interesting that this particular verse, it kind of brings forth the tussle, right? Many times we hear that devotional service is easy. Sometimes it is said devotional service is difficult. Prabhupada, in his purport, sometimes he says devotional service is easy, sometimes he says devotional service is difficult. I didn't get the time to cross-check it, but as far as I can remember, when Prabhupada says devotional service is easy, he is speaking more from the perspective of Sambandha Gyan. And when he says devotional service is difficult, he is speaking more from the perspective of Abhideya Gyan. Now, Sambandha Gyan tells us that Krishna loves his devotees unconditionally. And love and forgiveness, they go hand in hand, right? With love comes unlimited forgiveness. Like our Shadbhuj Prabhu was mentioning maybe a few months ago. So, and when we hear this Sambandha Gyan, it's very hope-giving. Because there is somebody at the end of the day who loves us unconditionally and who is ready to forgive us unconditionally. And when we have such support, devotional service is easy. It's easy because you have got such a support system with you. But then, Abhideya Gyan, what is Abhideya Gyan about? Now, yes, Krishna loves us unconditionally, but doesn't mean that he is pleased with us unconditionally. There's a difference. So, Abhideya is about how I can please Krishna. Sambandha is about how Krishna loves me unconditionally. Abhideya is about how I can show my love for Krishna now, by pleasing him. So, when we focus on Sambandha Gyan, it sounds very easy, because there is unlimited love coming in our direction. There is unlimited hope. But when we focus on Abhideya Gyan, we understand it's not easy. Because even though Krishna loves us, I have no love for Krishna. He might love us unconditionally, but he is not pleased with us unconditionally. I need to please Krishna, and pleasing Krishna is not easy because of my anarthas, of material desires. And more so because of attitude. I don't have the right attitude. And attitude is closely connected with aparadh. Isn't it? Now, to become free from the aparadhas means to develop the right attitude. It's almost synonymous. Somebody gave a brilliant class on aparadhas very recently. Satyanand Prabhu? I think. So, those who haven't heard can hear it. Now, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it speaks about this attitude very nicely also. Right? Visrajya smayamanan swan drasham vridam cha daihikim praname dandavad bhumam ashvachandala gokharam. Especially the last two lines I'll focus on. Those who know this verse are smiling. That pranamed dandavad bhuma. This is what pleases Krishna. Pranamed dandavad bhuma ashvachandala gokharan. We should be dandavat bhuma, fall flat on the ground, even in front of a shwa, a dog, a chandala, a cow, or an ass. To that extent, we should be developing that humility. We are ready to fall flat even in front of the dog, the chandala, the goat, or the khara. That is what pleases Krishna. That is what is expected of us. Now, chandala, that is durki bate. I have difficulty falling flat in front of a changa devotee also. So it's not an easy thing. Right? Now, if in the process of devotional service, if you start feeling that bhakti is very difficult, the chances are good that we are lost touch with Sambandha Gyan. And if you start feeling that bhakti is very easy, all love, 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 that means we have lost touch with Abhideya Gyan. So if we are in touch with Sambandha Gyan, there is no question of falling into depression. No question. And if you are closely in touch with Abhideya Gyan, there is no question of becoming proud. Now, these are the two main obstacles many times for devotees, either falling into depression or becoming proud. Neither of these things will happen if you are in touch both with Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya Gyan. So, if you are in touch with Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya Gyan properly, and yes, it's important, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings this beautiful verse. Amara jivan sada paperata nahi ko punye ralesha. He's setting the trend for the sadhakas of this world. How we should be thinking. Now if we do this without close touch with Sambandha Gyan, then we'll go into depression. But with the strong foundation of Sambandha Gyan, if you develop this attitude of repentance, it is needed. The acharyas tell us, this attitude of repentance, this attitude of regret, this attitude that I'm so far away from the goal, My attitude is so wrong. It is very crucial for making spiritual progress. It is needed. Isn't it? So when we take Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan properly and proceed, then Prayojana is automatically attained. And the 11th canto speaks so many beautiful verses regarding Prayojana Gyan. And Uttam Adhikari is somebody who has reached that stage, right? What is that? Sarva Bhuteshu Yappashyet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhavatyatmani Esha Bhagavat Uttama. Uttam Adhikari, he already has realized that Sambandha Gyan now. He sees everything in connection with Krishna. And then there are classic verses from the 11th canto, we speak about prayojana, what prayojana we can attain. Bhakti pareshanubho viraktir anyatra chaishar trika eka kala. Right? Just like a person who is eating food, he experiences the change. Similarly, somebody who is practicing bhakti yoga experiences freedom from misery. He gains experience of the Supreme Lord. So these are verses which describe the prayojana gyan in the 11th canto. And then, evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jatanurago drudachitta ucchai hasatyatho roditi rauti gayati unmadavan rattati lokabaya. It's a very popular verse which describes prayojana. By chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in this vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. So, some verses regarding Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana, as we came across in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we completed the 11th canto and we'll miss the 11th canto. So, thank you very much. Granthrasya Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.